WSFY 587, WSFY 587, Mike.
WSAA 336 monitoring. WSHF 567. Hey, Mike, are you out here? No copy, Mike. WSHF 567. Monitoring.
Yeah, go ahead there, Sam. WRWB 489, what's going on?
Well, not a lot. I just figured I'd, come to this van and see if you were out here.
Yeah, I'm always listening. Never skip a beat. Do I talk out here a lot? No, not really, but I mean, I always got an eye on monitoring. Listening, just seeing what's out there.
Transport, copy that. I don't ever have mine on, hardly ever. The beep aggravates my wife when she's sleeping. She's up now, so that's why it's on.
Yeah, I hear that, I do. Anyway, what's been going on over there? Anything special?
Well, I did an engine swap yesterday. That one's ready to be picked up, and I got a few more big jobs back here. I got a Red Max blower. I got to rebuild the top end. Parts are here, so I got to get that taken apart today and back together and, you know, move on from there.
No, okay. Yeah, I got to get at, you know, my equipment only thing I used, you know, so far this season was my leaf blower. That thing's nice, you know. It's just a little small, you know, Echo backpack blower. I mean, two poles and bam, it fires right up.
Yeah, Joe, the customer is the owner of the company. One of his employees put straight gas in it, locked it up tighter than crap. So he brought me a new cylinder, new piston rings, and all the gaskets. So it's going to get a new top end.
Oh, yeah, you know, Redmac stuff, that's not cheap. That's pretty expensive stuff. High-end commercial equipment.
It's all right. It's built pretty nice. Yeah. I mean, it is what it is. There's a lot of, you know, you don't just take off the jug and take off the piston. It's not that simple. You got to take the engine off the plastic. It's just as simple, the whole thing. But, yeah, his price would definitely reflect that. WSHF 567. Just for, I don't get in trouble.
I hear you there. Yeah, I had a leaf blower, you know, it was a roadside find. And when I got it, you know, it ran for about maybe three seasons, and then it, then of course, you know, the piston kind of welded itself to the cylinder. So I put some of that marvelous mystery oil down the cylinder and got it stuck free and used it for half the summer, and then it finally went to put. Yeah, Weininger products, you know, they're made to fail. I would never buy another Weed Eater product. Ever.
Absolutely not. Weed Eaters are garbage. You're absolutely right. My mom bought me a brand new Weed Eater Weed Whacker when we lived at 21 in Gratiot. That thing lasted not even a whole season, man. And I had somebody else fix the gas and oil for me because I didn't know what I was doing, so I know that was right. But it locked up. They're junk.
Yeah, I mean, at least I got my use out of it for, what, four or five seasons. And I probably just went kaput. Gave it to a friend of mine. And, you know, and knew well, you know, we traded, you know, he wanted it for the parts, and then he says, here, I'll give you this, someone gave me this Echo backpack blower. You want it? Take it. Sure, it's free.
And for on that, sometimes the free ones are the best ones.
Well, this one I have, it serves me pretty well. I mean, it works. What I usually do is I, you know, mix up 32 to 1. I don't put that 50 to 1 stuff in there, you know, or 40 to 1. Just 32 to 1 and use that, what do you call that? The synthetic stuff with the stabilizer in it. And it seems to work fine.
Right, Joe. Yep. That's good. You're lucky. Some people use that stabilizer and leave it in there for 3 years and think it's still going to start up. And, well, carburetor is unturned, even with the stable in it.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. It will extend the life of the gas, but not, you know, for years down the road. So, anyway, WRWV 49.
I got a golf cart up there I was supposed to start on. I'm starting it in the next couple of days. It came, it's not running. I gotta get it running.
It's
a need to go gas it off the cart, and the guy's gonna be selling it when it's done.
Oh, we doubled there for a minute. I was asking what kind of golf cart is it? Is it gas or electric?
It's an easy-go gas, and it's going to be for sale when I'm done with it.
Okay. Well, you know, if you need parts, there's an Easy Go dealer here in Mount Clemens, right on North Brasher, just before Joy Boulevard.
Roger. Remember the Clark gas station that used to be right there next to the car wash, right there on Gratiot? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I just can't place it, you know, the one next to the car wash that burnt down, and right there by the Shores trailer. No, I don't know about that one.
Yep, that's the one. I was working there as a teenager, and a woman, a man came in. He came in and bought a pack of gum, and he did a tiptoe and looked in my register, and it didn't register to me, you know, because I was a newbie. Next thing you know, man, a woman came in, and she was facing the wrong way, and she pulled the knife out of her purse that was like a sword, man. Said, "Give me the money! Give it to me now!" I gave it to her.
Yeah, I never had anything, you know, happen to me like that. I was always able to stop shoplifters. There was a few that I couldn't stop because they just breeze right past me. But then there's some that, man, it didn't take much. You know, kind of steal and go out with $250 worth of groceries. It's like, you know, come on. Then you wonder why the prices go up. And that was, oh man, that was like 10 years ago.
Well, insurance went up for the same reason. Everybody was pulling insurance frauds, you know, and that caused insurance rates to sky high rocket, you know. It's not like it used to be. You can't get insurance for $100 out the door anymore. They went the whole $600 or $800 down. It's like, what the hell? Sorry about that. I don't think I was supposed to use that word on here. Sorry.
People slip up from time to time. You know, it is what it is. But, yeah, I know what you mean with the insurance companies. You know, I had a roundabout with them here. I'm still, you know, having a roundabout with them over a claim that I filed. My Lord. They take their sweet time on anything.
Yep, but when it comes time to get that payment, they got their hands out. They want their payment right now.
That's what I told the lady yesterday. She called me to ask me how my experience was. And I said, experience. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, really? You want to ask me about my experience? I can give it to you, you know, and it's going to be colorful, but, you know, you're going to have to listen to it.
About that, Mike, I had to message one of my customers. He says, I didn't see your message last night. I'll be there to pick it up. I said, I'm up and ready. Let's go.
Well, there you go. Well, anyway, it looks like time for me to vamoose. I got to get to the old grind here and get that going, and then later on meet up with a friend. So... all right there, Sam. We'll yak at you later. This is WRWB. Roy 9 will be standing by.
WSHF 567. Mike, you have a good day. I'm monitoring.
WSBM 993, monitoring.
Morning 993, this is WSAA 336.
Well, good morning to you, Chuck, on this Saturday morning. How are you, my friend?
Oh, just trying to wake up. How about you?
Copy that. Yeah, pretty much the same thing over here and whatnot as well, definitely.
Been listening to listening this morning or just getting on now?
I actually just turned it on, and you're my first contact this morning and whatnot. You just actually turned it on just like a second ago.
Yeah, there's a couple guys talking about fixing some stuff earlier, but been kind of quiet. There were some real far away transmission, probably Ohio or something, trying to sneak in, but been pretty quiet. Nobody on. Over.
Roger that. I wonder what today is going to turn out to be like, if it's going to be a nice day or if it's going to be kind of gloomy and dreary and rainy out.
Hard telling. They say it's going to be cloudy pretty much all day, so I don't know. Yesterday was a nice one, though.
Roger that. Well, I guess time will tell eventually here in a few hours, I guess, what it'll be like, I guess.
Yeah, it's Michigan, so it's hard telling.
Yes, indeed, that it is, Michigan, for sure. Very much so, as I call it, bipolar weather.
That's for sure. You can't even trust the weatherman. I mean, that's a job you can keep and be wrong every day, I guess. But you know, they got their challenges too.
Roger that. I hear you. Definitely for sure.
Well, you have a good day, Chad, and I'll talk to you later, maybe. WSAA 336. On the side.
Roger that. Same to you, man. Enjoy your morning and rest of your day, and hopefully we'll later, whatever. Enjoy your coffee if you're drinking it this morning too. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring the frequency.
Whiskey Sam County Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
SDY 438, 9 miles, Mount Pleasant. Kerchunk. All copy. WSTY 438, we're clear. And we're 5,280 feet. Can you sound me? You must be coming off the other side of the receivers. On the other side, you're towards Seminole. I'm here in Shepherd around Mount Pleasant. Usually the guy I'm calling for is in Big Rapids. Saginaw, Flatter, Detroit area. Alright, we'll leave it to all you consumers. Kachunko, WSTY 438. You too, appreciate it. WSTY 438. I'm sure I'm a little broken up, you're a little broken up on this end here, but with the other antenna and that's taking it all out, but you must see where we're at right now. Appreciate the show back. Have a great weekend. We'll serve a festival up here in the Shepherd, that's where I live. Like the people here. Festival of Shepherd, Michigan. WSTY 438. Yep, I got your number, but I heard your number, no problem at all. I'll call me because I'm the other side of me. I get the Saginaw repeater, too. I get that, and then that sends me all over the east side of the state. Yes, it's good to talk to you. Give me your name again. My number is WS Whiskey Sugar Delta Yankee, I guess. Whiskey Sugar Delta Yankee 438. My name is Dan. Dan, I'm here in Shepherd. All right, Joe, so much. We'll keep you. We wrote you down. I hope I can see that. You say WR. Say that again. WS is in you. Cutting in and out on you. Get a little bit of cut out there for some reason. I pretty much got it. I got 604, Joe, so... And I think I got the VU on the end of the W. I think it's your second letter. Romeo. Okay, roger. We got all that. Something cutting in and out of it. I don't know if it's my radio or just the conditions. Oh, alrighty. Alrighty, well, I have a doesn't look like it's going to get as warm as yesterday, but I'll still take it. Finally, we get outside. That's a good thing. WS 430, and appreciate the show there, Joe. Have a good weekend.
WSUR 560 on the air.
WRZ 2544. Good afternoon, Jack.
Station 544. WIRG 48, copy.
WRZT544. Happy Lima Charlie, Jack. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, Bob. How you doing today?
No complaints at all. Still cleaning up tree damage here on the property today since the sun's shining. But, all systems go here. How about yourself, Jack?
We're all doing good, but there's no sunshine here. A little cloudy, that's all. Last night it rained so hard here, it was unbelievable. This morning was a little bit, still cold out there. Not that cold, but it's cold. The wind's blowing a little bit. Roger.
Same thing here. It's overcast, but more sunshine than cloud. 48, I believe, is what we're sitting at now. So tomorrow up to 64. And we've got some heavy winds coming out the north, gusting to 23. So there's still a bite in the air this morning. But other than that, my friend, all systems go here.
Good to hear you, Bob, out there anyhow. I shouted for you about 11:30 at night. You weren't out there anyhow. I figured you went to sleep. Roger?
Roger that. I'm not as young as I used to be in swinging a chainsaw, hauling logs and debris. Early to bed for me, Roger, brother.
Sure, yes, brother, I hear you out there, and I know it's feel like it. The same thing here. We're not like a young man at all. We got a little bit older, so I fell asleep yesterday and woke up again, and I went back to sleep.
After that, that's the happy joys of being retired. No schedule, no clock. All right, my brother, I'm going to get back to it while the daylight's burning here. And we'll talk again, I'm sure, Jack. So best to you and your family as always. WRZT 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear on your final, sir.
Bob, good talking to you. You take care. You have a happy day today. WIEG 48.
RWS 53 monitoring. IA.
WRNW329, we're monitoring.
Thank you. about it? Let's see.
Out of the range. I-96. You're a static, but I can do that. WRCC-829.
WSEC-257, mobile and monitoring. WSEC-257, mobile and monitoring.
monitoring.
WR-18-651 mobile. WOTP
257 mobile and monitoring. WSGG-772, Shelby Township monitoring.
Station 772 WIUG for any copy.
Yeah, you're coming in crystal clear and strong. Over.
Roger, because I'm not on the DB20. I'm on the TYT.
I'm setting up a base in my house. I got to it's just a matter of getting out and getting it set up. Over.
So if you can set up one at the house by that Harvest PC-200, $25. If you're going out there on the GMRS and use that DB20 on that base, it's on 100% with no problem at all.
DB20, I got mobile in my car, but I bought the Ocean 1000 Plus 50 water for the base for the house, and it's just a matter of me getting that put together. It's not up yet. Over.
But look, I know you spent a lot of money. That's $500 radio. You don't need it. That's all you need, that DB20G.
Yeah, I know, but one of the reasons why I got that is it's got a bigger screen and the numbers. My eye vision is what it used to be, so that's what it is. Over.
I know. Well, you could have, I know, but there's a lot of money, you know. I mean, with the DB20G and that antenna I have out there, it was a good, excellent, everywhere I ever talked to Ohio. Did you hear us last night talking to Ohio?
Jack, I'm at home, so nice talking to you. Catch you later. And this is WSGG772. I'll be clear after your final. Over.
All right, take care. Have a good day. WISG48.
Oh, yeah, FF330. Radio check.
WREG 488. You got a copy there, Jackie? Sovereign, I'm copying you. How you doing? There's another station out there with a radio check. It doesn't sound that good. It looks a bit of crackling.
All right, thank you there, Jack. I was wondering. WSFF330. I'm standing by.
Are you down? And now you say you're doing good. It's a very good audio and signal. So don't change anything. But stay where you're at. I know you're on a handheld. Roger?
Yeah, negative. I'm not on a handheld, on a base.
I don't know. I know I tell you, but now it's doing good. Later.
All right, again, thank you, Jack. WSFF330 monitoring.
Robert 359. Robert.
I'm just throwing a carrier over here. How you been, Jack? How you been, Abraham?
I'm doing good. How about you, Robert? How are you doing?
Oh, doing just fine. A lot of housework. Stuff. I had to replace the screen door handle. I had to replace the valve on the refrigerator. And other than that, controls the vehicle.
Hi, Robert.
Could you take us back to...
Window screen and break. I got a couple of them. I gotta take them to Ace Hardware. They put a screen. Hey, can I take it to Tag 2 over by the airport? I'll meet you there before.
On which one? That 600?
WSFZ 793 monitoring.
793 WSBM 993, copy.
Show do, copy. Hello to you there. Hold on, man. I'm being distracted. Man, I just keyed out. I'm getting distracted. What's happening?
Hey Roger, just have a quick question. When I turned my DB20 off, it started doing this for some reason. I don't understand it. When I power it off and then power it back on, it powers on in VFO mode. It never did that before. Do you know how I can put it back or get it back to where it doesn't do that?
Yeah, Roger that. I think you can do it through the menu. Or do you have the software on the computer?
Negative, I don't. I probably just have to do it on the radio.
Yeah, you go scroll through the menu. I believe so. I'm not 100%, but I think I've seen it before scrolling through my menu. There you go scrolling through the menu. I think there's a somewhere in there it'll say something like power on, and it'll say channel or VFO, and you tell it channel. And I believe that's how it works. If not, you have to go, if it ain't in there, you'll have to go through the program on the computer there, okay?
Yeah, I just started doing it for some reason. I don't understand why, but you said go through the menu, you said?
Yeah, Roger, Dad, go ahead through the menu. I'll sit here and monitor in case you find it or don't find it. Yeah, just run through the menu. I believe function and main or somewhere in there. I ain't been in my menu in a while. I can't exactly remember how to get there. But, yeah, go through the menu, and I believe there should be a thing that tells you when you power up for it to be in channel mode or VFO mode.
All right, let me try it here in a minute. Hold on, I'll be right back with EWSB. I'm not angry.
What, Jack?
793 WSB, I'm not entry, copy.
As always, go ahead.
I don't know what happened or what I did, but I didn't even go into the menu or anything, but it seems like it's not doing it now, so I'm not going to monkey with it, but it seems like it's, I turned it back off, turned it back on, and it seemed to be fine, so it doesn't seem like it's in VFO when I turn it off and turn it back on, so it was there a couple times that I did it, but for some reason it ain't now, so maybe it didn't like me talking about it, maybe it decided to change its mind, I don't know, but anyways, I'm glad it's working fine now. Appreciate it, Dave. Otherwise, how you been doing otherwise, man? You been doing okay?
Yeah, been doing all right, doing here and there and stuff. I know I haven't been on very much, but I get some done, and it's so tired, man. It's like, I don't know. But I'm freezing right now. Here we go again now. Yesterday or so, I'm sitting here, and I'm burning up. Got fans blowing on me and everything, and now I'm sitting here. I got my windows closed and everything, and I'm freezing here.
Hey, Roger, that, yeah, this Michigan weather sure doesn't, bipolar, man, that's the Michigan weather for you, bipolar. It's something, it really is, but, you know, we live in Michigan, so what do we got to, you know, we got to expect that, I guess, but anyways, yeah, man, I hear you there. I'm glad you're doing good otherwise, man, for sure.
Appreciate that. I heard through the grapevine you assessed yourself some more arsenal there. Go ahead.
I assessed myself some more what?
Some more radios.
Oh, you heard me. You heard me on the air talking about it.
Yeah, I heard. You got yourself. Was it Mr. Ed sent you some more radios or something?
No, my buddy Rick, the one that helped me program, helped me program my radios or whatever between him and Paige, the other guy there, Rick. He traded me one of my Motorolas for a different handheld.
Yeah, Roger that. So you traded him a Motorola for a different handheld.
Roger, yeah, this is a Ruage, something like that. It's a GMRS, UHF, VHF. It's 2 meters, 440s, hand bands, all that in it.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'm not going to say you got a bad deal or anything. I ain't the smartest on them yet, so I still got a lot to learn, but From what I gather, if you got a Motorola, you got a bad boy there, and I don't know, man, if it was worth the deal or not. I'm not saying it was, and I'm not saying it wasn't. But, you know, the Motorolas, man, those are some high-end. I guess from what I hear, they're the best of the best there. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I was perfectly okay with doing the trade or whatever. You know, I wasn't worrying about it. I mean, even if it was a loss, you know, I'm not really worried about it. I'm content. I mean, I like this radio that I exchanged with him or whatever. So I'm really really content with it. So.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I didn't want to insinuate you were stupid or you got ripped off or anything. I wasn't trying to insinuate that. I just, I hear people out here talking on Motorolas, and I hear other people saying at the top of the line, Motorola's the best you can get or something. You know, I'm thinking in my head, Icom, Kenwoods, and whatever, but, you know, Motorola, you know, that's all they do is radio, so I think they did TVs at one time, too. But, yeah, it's here and there.
Roger, yeah, I still got one of my other Motorola handhelds, and then I still got the Motorola mobile unit, and the plan is I'm going to get the programming cables ordered off of Amazon for the handheld and the programming cable ordered for the mobile, two different programming cables, one for the handheld, one for the mobile, and between Paige, maybe, and Rick, hopefully get those Motorolas programmed for the GMRS.
Yeah, Roger that. So the Motorola's not programmed yet?
Negative, not for GMRS, no, doesn't have any of that programmed in it yet.
Yeah, well, it's not a big deal or anything, but if you get a chance, if you could take a shot of it and send it to me, I'd like to see what that radio looks like. But if anything, yeah, at least keep one of them, man. You know, you got a top of the line. I mean, like I said, you know, whatever works, works. You know, if I really believed in that, then I'd own a Motorola, too. You know, me, I just, whatever works. I'm happy with my DB20. It does what it's supposed to do. My Bofine does what it's supposed to do. It's good enough, and I don't have $1 million invested in it there. Hey, on your DB20, do you have the subband on, the bottom one?
No, I disabled that or turned that off or whatever. You told me how to do that or whatever. Well, I don't remember how to do it now, but at the time you told me how to do it, and I disabled it and whatnot. So, yeah, it's not on, no.
All right, because I was wondering maybe that might have something to do with it, because my subband's off. It just reads frequency. It reads the frequency of the repeater down at the bottom now instead of the subband. I didn't see no reason to have the subband on. I don't use it, so I shut it off. But I was just wondering maybe that might have had something to do with it too there. Yeah, you're sounding great, man. As usual, man, you probably got one of the best sounding radios out there that I hear out of anybody. I mean, it's just full throttle beautiful there, okay?
Roger, yeah, I'm not on the DB20 now. I'm back on the handheld. Actually, the handheld that I got, and I mean, you might not believe this, but he told me, and it's all in the manual and everything. This is a 20-watt handheld.
Oh, wow. Are you running that full 20?
Pretty close, yeah, pretty close. He had it hooked up to his meters and whatnot, and it was I was doing pretty close to that. It's got low, medium, and high power setting and whatnot, the radio.
Yeah, Roger that. So I assume maybe it follows the pattern of the DB20, 5 on low, 10 on medium, and 20 on high. That's what mine does here, my DB. I ran it through my watt meter. You know, I bought a bought a new watt meter, SWR meter, and everything that covers up here. And that's about what it shows. It shows, my DB shows 10 on low, I mean 5 on low, 10 on medium, and 20 on high. 19.9, so that's 20 watts. But I bet you the battery lasts a long time, don't it?
Oh yeah, this is a real good battery on this one. It's a real good battery. The battery is wonderful on it. Yeah, it definitely does the job. I'm only on medium power. Yeah, so you're right. That's probably how it is. Something similar along the lines with the low, medium, high there, like the DV20. Yeah, WSVM 993 for radio identification.
WSZ 793 ID. Yeah, all right. Yeah, you're the only guy I know who can take a 5-watt handheld and make it sound so good. I don't know. Dude, I remember back in the beginning, man, when things were going upside down for you and everything. And now it seems like everything just falls right into place for you, man. I mean, like I said, even on the 5-watt handheld, you got one of the best sounding I've ever heard out there, okay?
Roger that. Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it, definitely. Yeah, like I said, you know, with the GMRS community, the GMRS community out here, and everybody that helped me out and everything. You know, I'm very happy and thankful for them. You know, you and Jack and Greg and a bunch of the other ones out there, Paige, Rick. You know, I'm real thankful for all you guys. You know, you guys really helped me out a lot. You know, and I greatly appreciate it.
Oh yeah, and I'm sure we're aware of that. We know you appreciate it. This is, you know, always here to help. I don't care if it was my help or anybody else's help. I was glad when I was happy that you were starting to fall into place there and things were starting to work out for you. I don't care if it was from my help or anybody's help, because like I said in the beginning there, man, I was even shaking my head thinking, this poor guy, man, he just can't. I mean, I hope you don't mind me saying this out there, but this dude can't catch a break for anything. But then that one day, man, and things started falling, I told you, I said, things might be looking up for you. Now you're right up there with the big boys now, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, indeed. Yeah, definitely. Oh, and I meant to, you know, I also got to thank Ed, you know, for, you know, the radios that he, you know, gifted me there too as well, you know, the DD20, and, you know, he was a great, you know, person as well too, you know. But, yeah, man, so you've been feeling all right and everything? You know, like you said, I haven't really, you know, you said you've been busy and stuff, but, you know, it haven't really been on too much, but you've been feeling okay and everything?
Yeah, I've been all right. I have my moments. I've had my moments a few times, but, you know, just write it out to what I do. But, you know, when I have my moments, man, I just don't feel like talking on the radio. And then, like I said, with the stuff I've been doing, I come in, I'm tired. I'll turn it on. I'll throw my call letters out there. If nobody answers, nobody comes back, I'll shut it down and the heck with it. It's just kind of mixed. I don't want anybody out here thinking that I don't feel like talking to them. It's just, you know, I'll throw my call letters out there. Sometimes I'll leave it on while I sit here. Most of the times if I'm sitting here, it's on. But I'll throw my call letters out there, and if nobody comes back, then, you know, I got other stuff going on, I just shut it back off. And I don't know. It's just this, but I don't want anybody to think I don't want to talk to them. It's just the way I am here, okay?
Roger, yeah, definitely. Yeah, I understand what you're saying, man, definitely. You know, we all got, everybody's got their, you know, their life and problems and different things that they have to deal with. So, yeah, totally understandable, man, for sure. Definitely. Ohio sure has been chipping in quite a bit out here, man. The band's been opening up quite a bit, and I've been hearing a lot of Ohio lately and whatnot. I talked to someone from Ohio the other day, Lorraine, Ohio, Dan in Lorraine, Ohio, and whatnot the other day, and been hearing a lot of Ohio and
stuff too on the GMRS.
Yeah, I think it was yesterday or the day before. I heard Lorain, Ohio, come in. I didn't key down. I didn't bother. But I think you might have or something. But yeah, I heard that dude coming in from Ohio. Not too bad either. I figured Jack would be all over it, but Jack never got out there. I think you did though. Yeah, I heard the guy.
Yeah, I was talking to him for a little bit. He was a retired railroad engineer or whatever. Dan was his name, Lorain, Ohio.
Yeah, like I said, he was sounding pretty good. I was thinking, wow, coming up to Ohio. But he's the only one. I don't know. Sometimes Jack mentions other people coming out of Ohio now and then, but he's the only one I hear. I've heard him before. Not as good as he was the other day, though, okay?
Roger that. Yeah, there was also a Cleveland and a Toledo out there, too, as well, that was on as well, that I heard come, that was out talking on the band, too. Toledo and Cleveland. That I heard coming in, too, as well, definitely.
The SIA 776 monitoring.
Roger that. Got you in there, 776. All right, man. Well, before I go, were you able to talk to them?
I talked to Dan over in Lorain, Ohio. I talked to him, but I didn't talk to Cleveland or Toledo. But I did talk to Dan over in Lorain. But all right, yeah, Dave, sounds good, man. Thanks for helping me out on that DD20 there just a little bit ago. And it was always good talking to you, man, as always. We'll definitely do it again. And all that good stuff. I'm going to set aside monitor a little bit and let this other station go ahead and whatnot. So we'll definitely talk maybe a little later or something than that. So you take care, man. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring after your final.
All right, Chad. As usual, it's always great talking to you. And like I said, I'm happy that everything is going your way, man. Getting yourself a nice little arsenal of radios, and they all work really nice, and you know, you're getting to be one of the big boys out here now. That for sure. All right, my friend, have yourself a good day, and I'll talk to you in a little bit there. WSZ 793 monitoring. Go ahead and let that 776 go, or whoever.
Station out there, 771, I believe it was. Go ahead, WSBM 993.
WIZX 218 in the mobile monitoring.
WSZ 793 back monitoring.
WRWM 638 with me.
WSBM 993, portable and monitoring.
WRWM
638. WSUR 566 to 844.
Kevin, WSTU 844, got a copy on you.
How do I sound, sir?
SHR 566, got a copy on WSTU 844.
Yes, I do, do you hear me?
Roger, roger. A little staticky, but yeah, I can understand you. What's going on, buddy?
Okay.
Yeah, change your location. I'm having a hard time picking you up.
How's it now?
All the walls tweaked up tall. Sounding good.
Well, not much. I went to church today for our men's breakfast we have at the end of the month, and just went to a baby shower for my great, I guess it'd be my great nephew or second nephew, whatever you call it, but just got home, figured I'd get on the radio and say hi.
Copy that. Yeah, Kelly and I are going into Lapeer for dinner and then going to a show. Some kind of a couple ladies that are doing cover songs for like Shania Twain and Dolly Parton and such.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that thing I went to last night was pretty cool, Sherm. It was mostly Mount Clemens Fire Department, but it was real informational. It's too bad you couldn't go. I think the lady said they had one last year, and they might have another one next year, but yeah, it was pretty interesting.
Very cool. Yeah, I didn't tell Kelly about it, and I would have told her. I forgot all about it. I would have been able to go, but yeah, we'll do it next year.
Yeah, Inferno. So I know you got things you're going to go out with her, so I just wanted to jump on and say hi to you. So WSUR 566. Clear after your last message, after your final.
Okay, Kev, good talking to you, buddy, and glad everything went well yesterday, and right here. Oh, okay. All right, now I'll get back with you later, or tomorrow. Have yourself a good evening.
Four Sherman, WSBM 993.
I'm Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
810 monitoring. What's going on? 993.
Hello there, my friend. How are you?
Pretty good there, my friend. How you doing today?
Yeah, not too bad. Out here doing a little bit of Ubering. And go catch another nap before work.
Roger on that. I hear ya. Now, I was going to ask you, do you actually do Uber? Like, is it like through Uber that you actually do it through, or is it just, you just call it Uber and you just do it, like, on your own, like service or whatever? Or do you actually do it through Uber?
No, I just do it on my own.
Roger, I hear you there for sure, definitely. I was just curious. Well, that's cool, man. Definitely, yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, you probably got a kind of like a, you know, some regulars and kind of built a clientele or whatever. I would assume that, eh?
Yeah, it's kind of hit and miss, you know. I mean, there'll be some days I'll be booked back to back to back, and then I'll have a stretch of days where nothing's going on.
Roger, I hear you on that one. you ever take any people to, like, any medical appointments and stuff like that? Medical, like, appointments to and from doctors and stuff like that? Or just, like, grocery shopping, pretty much, basically? That's what it is, pretty much, or what?
I've done quite a few medical trips. My only requirement is that they be self-sufficient, you know. I'm not going to provide any medical care or any assistance getting in and out of the vehicle. You know, they got to be able to do all that on their own. But, yeah, I mean, doctor's trips, grocery shopping, airports, it don't matter. If they're paying, I'm driving.
I hear you. Casino runs, any of that, huh? Definitely, indeed, for sure, absolutely. So back to the graveyard shift tonight, huh? Back to the other main job tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be pretty busy, because I got 80s Fest going on.
Hey, Roger, that must be out there in Frankenmuth, I'm guessing. So, hey, did you ever get your vehicle fixed or whatnot yet, or are you still in the process of working on that? I know you had mentioned a couple weeks ago something about wheel bearing and some other issues or something going on with one of your vehicles there. Did you ever get that taken care of yet, or are you still in the process?
Yeah, I got the wheel bearing done. I got to get brakes done next.
Hey, Roger, I hear you on that one. So that 80s Fest, what is that, just for the weekend pretty much then, or how long does that go for?
Yeah, it was just last night and tonight.
Yeah, I hear you for sure. Hey, man, well, I heard you out there. I just wanted to jump in there and say howdy or whatnot. Thanks for replying back or whatnot. I appreciate it. But I'm going to sit back and monitor some more and just chill here at the house and whatnot and spending the weekend with the kids or whatever. Got the kids for the weekend, so just spending time with them and whatnot. Just chilling, basically, pretty much. So, but Paige, you take it easy. Safe travels out there. Have a good night at work. Get your rest. Get your sleep. All that good stuff. And we'll definitely do it again soon, man. You take care, my friend. And this will be WSCM 993 clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, Roger, that. Enjoy the time with the kiddos there. I don't know if you saw on Facebook or not, but that big old bowling alley in Bridgeport went up in flames this morning. So you might want to check that out on Facebook. I was listening to all that on the scanner this morning. All right, have yourself a good one. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
Hey, yeah, Roger, that. Yeah, I did see that on Breaking News 989 on Facebook and also on Facebook as well. Actually, I follow my friend there on Breaking News 989, my buddy Ryan. I follow him on Facebook, and he had it posted, and I also seen it on Facebook as well, aside from him. But, yeah, definitely, man, that's sad. That's, I don't know, man. I don't know if that was intentional or if that was something electrical inside the building or what the cause of it is. I guess it must be under investigation, but hopefully they figure it out. But, yeah, it's too bad, definitely. All right, man, yep, we'll talk at you. WSDM 993, clear and monitoring.
That is all speculation. I'm hearing they just sold it a little bit ago and that they had new owners that have been in there working on it. So I guess time will tell. There's not going to be much to investigate it because they were already demoing it this morning. But we'll see. All right, have a good one. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WIWR357. Anybody out there driving on I-94 recently in Macomb County area?
From Whiskey Sam
Charlie Degray 10, you're kind of choppy there.
Yeah, it's WRW357. Is this better? WRW357.
Whiskey Sierra Bravo Alpha 633, checking in, monitoring.
633, this is WRW357, how do I copy?
I copy you loud and clear, Lima Charlie.
Awesome, thank you. I cleared the bugs out then. I'm my 994 driving out of Detroit now. Weird thing is that I was real close to the tower. I wasn't hardly getting out at all.
That's interesting. I'm all the way up here in Saginaw off of Tittabawassee Road, and I can get you loud and clear.
Nice. Yeah, I'm on the Detroit meter right now. Probably switching over to the Macomb in a little bit.
Copy that. I'm going to check and see if I have Macomb programmed in real quick.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just sitting here.
WRW357, this is WSBA 633. Was unable to over on Macomb from where I'm at. I'm going to be standing by on the campus.
633, this is WSBW 226. You might want to turn off your Roger beep.
10-4. Whiskey Sierra Bravo Alpha 633, looks like I have that turned off. Is that any better, guys?
Absolutely, thank you very much. WSBW 226.
Thank you very much for that heads up.
That's not a problem. That's easy to miss when you're programming a new rig.
That'll do it to you every time, won't it?
Have a good day. WSBW 226 in Flint.
You as well, sir. WSBA 633 monitoring.
WSBM 993 portable monitoring.
Hey, do you want to keep your Roger beep on? Keep your Roger beep on. Keep it on. I'm sick and tired of hearing everybody about beep, beep, beep. Turn off your Roger beep. Turn off your Roger beep.
The Roger beeps aren't permitted on the MIA network. I do apologize.
You probably just jump on it right away. You probably did. Yes. I got some yesterday.
WSFZ 793 monitoring.
93 WRZP 544.
Good afternoon, 544. What's happening over there?
Good afternoon, my friend. Clear sky, 54 degrees, and all systems go here at Redbird LZ. How about yourself, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, Bob. Let me mouse over here real quick. I don't think that is. It's up got 53. I just had to reach over and close my window, man. Freezing to death all day sitting here. And I remember yesterday I had all these fans blowing at me and everything. Couldn't get as cool as I wanted. Now, man, I'm shivering and everything out there, Roger.
Roger that. Living in Michigan, you don't know whether you need a fan or a coat, but it's all good. Great breeze here. Again, I got the house open air and out the parts today myself. Plenty of sunshine and clear skies. So we heard you. We waved the hand. We'll do it again. Best to you and yours. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County. Bob, clear on your final, sir.
Yeah, Roger that, Bob. It's always good talking to you. I heard you in there and had to... Well, I didn't even realize you called for me, but either way around, man, I always got to wave hello if I heard you in there. Glad everything's going okay for you, my friend. You sounded good. You have yourself a good rest of the day. In fact, have yourself a good weekend while I'm throwing it in there. Anyway, take care, my friend. WSOZ 793, I'm monitoring.
Yeah,
902. Go up to the other one.
WRUU 850.
Hello, Sean, WSBM 993. How are you?
Pretty good. Haven't been out here for a bit. Been busy on other projects, so I thought I'd spin the dial and say hello. Glad you were there. Howard Kings.
Roger that, my friend. I heard you in there. Just wanted to jump in and say hello as well. Hope all is going well your way, my friend, and doing all right over this way. Just wanted to jump in there and say hi. You take care. Have yourself a good rest of your evening, rest of your weekend. And I guess that's about it. So just wanted to jump in and say hi. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
Yep, just making a couple of stops here, going to pick up some chow. I don't know if you remember Professor Don. We lost early, about a year ago. I had to meet his girlfriend's daughter at the house. And just leaving there, kind of sad reminder of Don. And then, although WS, you may not have been there when Don was in his heyday. All right, but anyhow, I'm pulling up at the restaurant here. I'm going to go inside and pick up Mama's Milky and be back in a bit. WRUU 850 after yours.
Roger that there, Sean. You take care, man. Have a good one. Safe travels. We'll talk again. WSBM 993, Chad, and I'm clear.
Oh, man. Alert. High alert. He has his Roger beef on. Man, you better turn off that Roger beef, man. GMRS, Roger beef gang, they're gonna come for ya. You better turn that off. they are going to come for you, because there is one thing about GMRS, and they absolutely despise the Roger Bees. Why? Why do you ask? Oh, I'll tell you why. Because this repeater has a Roger Bee already in it. But what if you're traveling, and you go to use another repeater, and they don't have a Roger Bee? A millisecond little beep, for some odd reason, irritates the fuck out of all these GMRS people. I don't know what a millisecond little beep, they get so irritated about it, because the repeater already has one built in. Well, guess what? If you go to another repeater and they don't have it built in, then you gotta fucking go in your baby and go to your menu and turn your Roger beep on. And you gotta go back and forth. You know what? It's a fucking pain in the ass. If you want your Roger beep on, keep it on, man. If someone tells you to turn off your Roger beep, don't do it. Fight against it. Keep it on. Keep your Roger beep on if you want to. Personally, I like the Roger beep because then I know they're done talking. A millisecond, but for some odd reason...
WSBM 993, wow, that's amazing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, they'll really attack you over this one. Jack will really get you for this one. Knock your Roger B. Fine.
Roger B. Get off the mouth, man.
Shut the fuck up about the goddamn Roger B. Fucking chill out about the Roger B.
Hey, we don't swear on this radio frequency. Go back to CB radio, WSBM 993.
You assholes are thieving about the dumbest fucking shit. And it's gonna happen. And it's already starting. And it's starting over the goddamn millisecond long Roger beat. Fucking retarded. I'm gonna find...
Call.
3 seconds when I'm done talking. I'm gonna make sure it's gonna be the longest Roger beat you could possibly find. Because I'm sick and tired of hearing about people arguing about Roger beat. And then you got these stalkers over here.
Drink some more.
It's like Jack got called out. Some guy reamed Jack's new fucking asshole because they couldn't understand what he's talking about. What his numbers, what his letters, they couldn't understand it, and he started calling him out.
WRUU850, Sean, are you still around?
Look that shit up on mygmrs.com. You get their address, and you get the person's name, and that's it. You know, I don't like that shit. You got assholes out here bitching about Roger B, and then now they got access. But my antenna taking up your ass mess. You radio acting like a total fucking radio.
I hopped out to get my dinner. I heard somebody carrying on. Well, why don't we let's have a conversation now that I'm in the car and listening. I heard you ranting about Roger Beach. So let's have a reasonable conversation.
I'm down to have a reasonable conversation. I'm just sick and tired of hearing people bitch about Roger Beach. I don't see what the big deal is about it, and I know some repeaters use Roger beats, and some don't. And it just seems like a pain in the ass to switch back and forth consistently. I don't see what the big deal is about a millisecond Roger beat, but I just heard about, I don't know, 5 or 6 guys today, bitching at people and telling them, oh, hey, why don't you turn off your Roger beep? And it just annoyed me. I'm in kind of a bad mood today. I probably shouldn't be taking it out on people out on the radio today, but I'm just sick and tired of hearing, people bitching. These guys are brand new. They just went out, got their license. They're brand new to DMRS, and this is, being said to them, and I don't want this to turn into the CB radio, because, and I sit there and I listen to a guy on the CB radio talking, And then I hear him jump over to CMRS.
Am I going to get a chance to talk?
In time, and it's like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. He's an asshole on the TV. He comes up.
Doesn't sound like it. It's not it.
It just takes a
handle of guys
a few moments for the guy to switch up, and it does. And then they start bitching about Roger Beast, and that's just off.
Yeah, Prime River, dude.
And on GMRS, because I think it's a good thing going right now, and I just just with this Roger Beast, I just don't see the big deal about a millisecond being
after
whether the receiver has it or not.
Sure.
And I just kind of was venting out, and that's pretty much all I have. Well, and I also was talking about how you can look up people's addresses with their call signs. And, you know, I listened to a guy.
Brilliant. George Collin was right.
Hey, I'm right down the street. I got your address off of mygmrs.com. And I'm at the, you know, corner gas station. He goes, why don't you come up here and meet me? You know, and this was all over Roger Beach. And he had the address to his house. And to me, that's scary. That's very scary, you know, especially if you have children or grandchildren. Over a Roger Beast. It's ridiculous. I don't know if you've been on the CB radio or if you've ever been on a CB radio, but people have beefed on the CB radio, and they have located people just by using the SWR signal.
Jesus Christ.
People, all they gotta do is go on the internet and get their address. It's so much easier nowadays.
I agree with that, man.
Oh, I'm just, you know, worried about people's safeties out there, especially if they have family, kids, grandkids, or whatever, and that's basically what I was getting to. Over.
Okay, well, welcome to the system, and I hear what you're saying, but, so here's the thing, this isn't CB, never will be, and the people that put this system up, at great expense, time, and effort, we'll take it down as quickly as they put it up if it ever becomes the CD. So you're rest assured you won't have to worry about that. But this is a service. It's not a hobby. It's a service, the GMRS service. And, you know, you're supposed to use it as such. But getting to the Roger Beast thing, which seems to be the crux of the matter, you know, we put these systems up at great time, expense, and effort. And that's all we ask. We ask that you use it legally, without cussing, without swearing, legally within the letter of your license, and don't want a Roger Beast. Is that too much to ask for what we've provided? You know, if it is, I mean, I'm sorry, but that's just, we don't want Roger Beasts on here. They interfere with things you're not aware of, and we don't want them. So I get it, you don't like it, but seems like a small effort to put forth for a simple request. That's all we ask.
Okay, you make a lot of sense. And first, I just want to get off when you say welcome. I've actually got my GMRS license about 25 years ago. I believe I paid $75. So I'm not brand new at this. I got my GMRS license about, I think it was either 99 or 2000, and I paid $75 for my license. So I'm not brand new. This is not brand new to me. Second of all, I don't have a problem with Roger Beast, whether you have them or you don't. I have a problem with people threatening people over the Roger Beast, where it turned into an incident today that I heard on here where the guy looked up his call sign, got his address, and went to the corner gas station a quarter mile away from his house and told the guy, come up here and let's handle this. And to me, that's crazy. Okay, and I'm just going by experience with the CB radio that I've always been in the CB radio also. I'm on channel 20. I don't know where you're located at, but I'm on channel 20. And if you ever listen to channel 20, you'll know what kind of crap goes on there. And people's antennas have getting cut down, broke, you know, snipped, whatever. I've had quarter sticks of dynamite thrown in my yard over a mistake just because they seen an antenna on my house, but they were looking for the guy down the street. That's all I'm saying. It's just about safety, and that's what I'm concerned about. And I just don't understand why people just, if somebody has the Roger Beast on, why do people have to say, hey, you know, you got the Roger Bebon, you know, turn it off. If they say it politely, that's fine. But, you know, then some people say, hey, you know, I like the Roger Beep. I'm hard at hearing. I can't really hear. And when I hear that beep, I know that, you know, you're done with your conversation. And that helps out a lot of older people that can't hear that well with that beep that goes along with it. That's all. And I'm concerned about people's safety. That's what I was getting to. And I'm sorry about the cussing and swear words. I'm going to start it off like that. But with this argument I heard earlier, it just really irritated me.
All right, we'll try to keep the thoughts, you know, to a concise, because it's hard to have a dialogue when going on five different directions. If it ever turns into CB, we'll shut it down. You know, it's over then. So if that happens, I'll get wind of it. I'll hear the tape. And, you know, we'll figure out if it's a Pittsburgh here, if it's a Saginaw here. We'll just take that one offline. Bye, gone. You know, it's just not that big a deal. And again, I know you don't think the Roger Beach is a big deal, but we don't want it. Owners of this, you are welcome to use them anywhere else. You're welcome to use one on Simplex, where it might make sense on a repeater that you'll know when I'm done talking. The repeater handles that for you. It's a courtesy tone, and it serves other functions as well as letting you know the other person's done. So, again, you know, it's the simplest of requests outside of just operating legally. So, I don't know why we're having this big thing about this. Enjoy the system, and when I said welcome, welcome to MIA, because if this is the first you've heard about no Roger Beeps on MIA repeater systems, then you must be new to MIA. So, that's all. You know, just take it as you will. And the other option is don't use it. And if it gets out of hand, like you said, we'll just shut the whole thing down. We really don't care.
Okay. This is not the first time. Like I said, when I first got my GMRS license, I got a big brown paper envelope mailed to me in the mail. I paid $75 when I got my GMRS license. I've been hearing about the Roger Beach for now probably about 20-25 years. It got out of hand today. A guy showed up at a gas station to meet up with a guy that has three young daughters. Okay, three young daughters.
Don't do nothing.
House. He tracked his address down. He met up.
He's got to be talking about talking on the CB.
What are you going to wait for? Those three young girls to get hurt? To have a Molotov cocktail thrown through their front window of their house, or a quarter stick of dynamite or whatever? You're going to wait for somebody to get hurt for it to be out of hand? I think a threat is enough to call it out of hand. It got out of hand today. Out of hand. Got out of hand. Especially when in Michigan, this is you don't need a license to carry a handgun. It's open carry. This guy showed up at a gas station, okay, and told the guy, "Got your address, come and meet me." And they got into an argument. Got that big, you know, out of town. Protect them three little.
How about just don't run the Roger Beep? Thanks. We appreciate it. Take the rest of the stuff. I didn't want to hear about CB. Take the rest of the stuff elsewhere. Don't run your Roger Beep. Enjoy the system. I'm done with this. WRU 850.
Okay. Well, how about, would you tell that guy that? Hopefully that guy don't start looking up other people's addresses and showing up a quarter mile or to your front doorstep, try to handle this Roger Beep situation. And if something happens, if anything happens to them little girls, I'm going to remember your call sign and say, well, this guy said, he wanted to wait till one of them little girls got hurt, and it happened, so now he wants to shut it down. He didn't want to prevent it before. He wanted to wait till one of them little girls carried 6 feet under. I'm going to remember that, and your call sign, and your address, and everything else along with it.
That's what the police are for, WRUX 245.
Yeah, you see how easy that is? See how easy that is for a psychomaniac to pay $35 to get a license that lasts 10 years?
Goodness, I think his battery's dying finally. UITG 959.
Well, you're one of them little girls' batteries will be dying pretty soon when that maniac, you know, gets pissed off enough. That's what'll happen. Don't worry about my fucking battery and my radio. It ain't the only radio I own. I have a mobile, a base, and three more on hand. Like I said, I've been doing this for 25 years on GMRS. Way before any of you guys have been doing that shit. And I have my ham radio technician's license. And I operate on 10, 11, 12 meters, 6 meters, 70 centimeters. I'm all over the place. Just like that. And people have attitudes. What I'm getting at is when people have their, you guys are just running around in circles. You're not even getting, someone has the Roger beep. I hear a guy with a big-ass attitude telling this guy, hey, with an attitude, you can say it nicely. Hey, yeah, we really don't like, I don't like Roger beep personally. I don't like it. I mean, I don't care about it. I just don't like it. But I'm not going to get an attitude with somebody if they have a Roger beep. I'm not going to get an attitude with them over it. Like this guy did, and then he caused the thing with a maniac that showed up a quarter mile away from his house, and it went so on and so on and so on, and it turned into that. And I personally know the guy, and that's what I'm getting to. But you guys are acting like I'm the bad guy when the bad guy showed up a quarter mile away from the guy's house. That's what you guys aren't understanding. Well, what's this way? We'll just wait. We'll wait till that maniac actually does something to that house. Hopefully not. You know, hopefully doesn't do anything. None of them was grandfather that's disabled, that's living there, gets hurt, and nobody gets shot or killed over a Roger beep. Because this guy had an attitude, and I already talked to him. I said, man, you went about that the wrong way. You shouldn't have yelled at the guy over the Roger beep. You should have asked him nicely. But he must have been in a bad mood today. And he disrespectfully, angrily told him about the Roger B. The maniac is new to GMRS, so he doesn't know too much about it. And that's what happened, and it happened. And you know what, you can go to Walmart, and you can buy these radios all day long. Anybody can get on here. You don't need a license to use it. Anybody can get on here and get the CCCS code and get all get on here. It's easy. You're supposed to run a license, but you don't need, you need a license, but anybody can operate it without a license. A 5-year, 6-year-old can go into Walmart and buy a GMRS radio. They're all over the place. But we'll just wait. Hopefully that guy don't do nothing to this family. Let's just wait. We'll wait. And then if one of them people end up getting killed, then let's shut it down. We'll shut it down.
WSBM 993 portable monitoring.
WSBM 979 on frequency. WSBM 979.
WRXT901, WSBY 438.
Clemens off. The kids down here can't play, so the rest of you guys should be just fine. Enjoy.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate you.
No, I'm on Clemens in Detroit. All the tomfoolery, so big surprise. Anyhow, they can cool their heels for a while.
Copy that. You can never tell. I get a repeater, so I don't know which one's doing what. So, all right. At least you know which direction it's coming from. Kids will play. Have a good day out there. Yep. Go by the rules, or your reputation is going to follow you.
Reminds me of the quote, "This is why we can't have nice things."
I'm an old guy there, and I know one thing. You go ahead and make your reputation there, and that thing will follow you until the day you die there. It's something you can't get rid of. God might forgive you, but people won't. So go ahead and be who you are and do what you do, but just remember, it's going to follow you.
Okay, so fess up. Who told him to turn the Roger Beep off anyways? VITG 959.
Yeah, right.
That's hilarious.
WSDY 438, we're clear.
WRC 419, clear.
Nothing better than a educated idiot.
This is WSBA 633 signing on. Wanted to give a shout-out to everybody on there and apologize for earlier when I had the Roger beep on there. Apparently it caused a little bit of a ruckus, and I learned from it, moved on. I'm a newer GMRS, so thanks for all the clarification.
Hey, as one of the sysops here, it's no big deal. You don't have to welcome. We let folks know, and pretty much you take care of it, and everybody moves along. So it's just not that big a deal. Thank you, and welcome.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you very much. It was a simple issue that I addressed immediately, and I didn't see any problem with it. I mean, maybe some other people had issues on different nets or something about it, but usually when I'm on here, I've been on here before, it seems pretty kosher, I would say.
Yeah, sorry, you caught me eating my chow here. Yeah, I think there were some other issues or something, so, we'll just, I disconnected. We don't need that negativity. So those machines are offline for now. So all you guys up there are still connected. Anywho, enjoy. A lot of great people out here. A lot of people, so you're right. We probably should make that more upfront. We don't think about that, my GMRS. Yeah, I think it was listed there, but I don't know. But you know what? Not a big deal. People should always be polite about it, because they should assume that you don't know. And then be polite and say, hey, by the way, we don't like those on here. So, all right, anyhow, you take care. My name here is Sean, WRUU850, and I'm going to get to my dinner, I should say.
Copy that. Thank you once again, and my name here is Travis, and thank you for the welcoming, and I appreciate, to listen and talk to you guys. WSBA 633 out.
Travis, are you still out here?
WSBA 633, yes, I'm here.
So did you hear any of the stuff he claims went on with somebody tracking somebody down? Were you on when that allegedly occurred?
No, that'd be a big negative there. I just passed through the area and caught the Saginaw repeater and started listening in and just joined the talk group conversation. I never heard anything going on earlier today about that.
Yeah, I'd kind of like to figure out what time it was. I could pull the tapes, pull the digital, give it a listen, see what it was all about. But it's neither here nor there, Gonna have knuckleheads everywhere you go, right? It was just we were avoiding them here for so long.
Oh yeah, I mean respect is always number one anyway, and that went out the window the first 2 seconds someone signed on decided to go on a rant.
Roger. Yeah, I've got the machines down here disconnected, so the rest of the network's not propagating down there. All right, anyhow, I thought I'd ask. I appreciate it. Let me get back to my chow. WRUU850.
Copy that. It's no problem at all. Glad to help any way I can, and thank you very much once again. WSBA 633 is going to be standing by.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Was this PO W556 monitoring.
WRQV 419 monitoring.
WSHW 556. WSBM 993. Do you copy?
Yeah, go ahead there, Shane. WSBM 993.
Tonight.
I'm doing pretty fair. What about yourself?
I'm doing all right. Slept in a little late today. Just finished putting together a new TV stand to replace the old one that's falling apart. Outside of that, I'm just kind of sitting here watching TV now.
Hey, Roger that. How did last night go with your game night and trivia and all your games and Cards of Humanity and RC cars and all that? How did that end up turning out for you for last night? Pretty good?
Yeah, it went pretty well. Had a good bit of fun. I ended up breaking my RC while I was out, though. I snapped the suspension on one corner of it, but I currently got that set and flipped for the glue to cure. Hopefully that won't happen again, but outside of that, it was fun.
Hey, Roger that. Are those replacement parts, for new replacement parts and stuff, for the wheels and the tires and the suspension and springs and all that stuff? Are the cost for replacement parts pretty reasonable? Are they pretty pricey, or... is that something that you normally carry and keep on hand, extra parts, or what do you do with that?
Yeah, cost-wise depends on what type of RC it is, whether it's aircraft, airplane, if it's built for speed, built for crawling, if it's newer, older. You know, there's a wide range for how much it'll cost, but for mine, being it's so old, they're pretty cheap, but... I'm just gluing this one for now because I plan on upgrading the suspension on it anyway, turn it into a little crawler.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, I remember, I don't even think it's in business anymore, or in operation anymore, unless maybe they moved or something, and I'm not familiar with where they moved to, but from what I recall, I think they may be out of business now, but there was a place in Saginaw over on State Street years ago, called Rogers Hobby Shop or something, or Rogers something shop. Are you familiar with that? Remember they used to do like RCs and different stuff like that? Were you ever familiar with that?
I do remember when I was looking up nearby RC stores, I do remember seeing that pop up on Google Maps. But from what I could tell, I think it was closed down because I went and checked the link on Google Maps and it said it was permanently closed.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, pretty much like any parts and stuff that you want to order for, pretty much basically got to get them online probably, I'm assuming, right?
Actually, no, there's a Showtime Guns and Ammo over on Bay Road. They actually do RCs along with fireworks, firearms, you know, stuff like that. They haven't been doing the RC thing too long, but I was there not too long ago, and they've got quite the stockpile. They sell whole RC cars that come in a kit that you can put together and run right off the get-go, and they got a vast selection of parts from the shell of it, the little body that sits on the frame. They got the frames, tires. They got all sorts of stuff to where you can kind of just, I don't know, I guess build your own out of whatever parts you find.
Roger, copy that one. Yeah, well, that's cool then. Yeah, for sure, definitely. I know what you're talking about over there on Bay Road there, the old Jack's Meat and Produce Market there. Yeah, for sure. Showtime. Well, that's cool, man, definitely. That's awesome. Did you ever get a chance to go check out the Freeland Walleye Festival yet today, or did you ever make your way over that way, or no?
Unfortunately, I didn't. I looked up how much it was to get in, and it said it was like $50 per person. Unfortunately, I don't have money laying off to the side right now for that. Otherwise, I would have went, so I just kind of stayed home and just kind of chilled out for the day.
Hey, Roger that. I hear you. WSBM 993 for radio identification. Yep, I hear you, man, for sure.
Yeah, outside of all that, I was actually thinking about going back to Showtime, I don't know, maybe tomorrow, go and check out what they got for firearms, because I used to have a pistol that I bought from Cabela's about a year and a half back, but that was stolen out of my car. Never did see it again. It was reported and haven't heard anything about it, so don't know what happened to it. I've been doing a lot of research looking into what I might get for my next concealed carry firearm.
Hey, there you go. That's awesome, man. Wonderful, yeah. I need to start going to the range and start shooting myself, man. It's been quite a long time. I don't really have my CTL or my CCW for better or whatever. That's something that I got to work on getting, but I do have a licensed registered firearm in my name and everything, but, you know, like I said, I can't conceal or anything like that. I mean, I can open carry, but yeah, going to the range and shooting or whatever sounds pretty fun. I think I'm going to maybe do that maybe sometime here in the next couple months or so and do something like that probably. What kind of gun was it you had that came up missing or stolen that you used to have or whatnot?
The one that came up stolen was actually the first firearm I ever bought. It was a Ruger SR9. It was a full-size 9mm. I got it pre-owned. Previous owner took great care of it. I got it for like $300 from Cabela's. It was the gun, trigger lock. I think it was two magazines, a quick reloader, and I also bought, I think, two or three boxes of ammunition for it. And I was actually going to go to the range that day, but, you know, I was off at work, had it locked up in my safe in the trunk of my vehicle at the time, and after I got out of work, I went to check if it was still there, and the whole safe and everything was just gone. Broad daylight, too.
Wow, man, so you had to make a police report and file it as a stolen firearm and the whole bit. They probably had to put it in their database or whatever as a stolen firearm or whatever. It's probably on the hot list or whatever, so if it ever comes up or whatever, I think what do they do? They notify you or something, don't they?
Yeah, as soon as I realized it was missing, I reported it immediately, and I remember when I was talking to the officer that showed up, he said that he would put it in the system as a stolen firearm, and if it ever did turn up, regardless if it was used or not, I wouldn't be charged for whatever it was used for, and they'd notify me that they found it. They told me there'd be a 50-50 chance of me getting it back depending on the situation, like if it was used in specific crimes or if it was just found, you know. It really just depends on how they find it, if they ever do.
Yeah, Roger that one. Yep, for sure, definitely. Yep. Well, that's cool, man. Yeah. So I'm gonna work on getting yourself another one and probably do some shooting at the shooting range then, probably, eh?
Yeah, more than likely. I was talking to my dad about it not too long ago, and he was making plans to go to the gun range out there in Bay City. It's called Duncan's, if I remember correctly. He's been going there lately for his range shooting. I was there once before with one of his firearms, and it's a nice place. But, yeah, hopefully whenever I do get another one, me and him will probably meet up over there and do some t- target practice.
Hey, Roger. Yeah, I hear you for sure. That's cool, man, definitely. All right, man. Well, yeah, sounds good. Well, thanks for reaching out, man, and giving me a holler out here. I appreciate it. Been doing a lot of monitoring today and whatnot, and doing some talking a little bit and whatnot, too. So, but yeah, Shane, you have yourself a good evening or whatever, and we'll definitely do it again. And you take care for now, and 73's to you. This will be WSBM 993 clear and monitoring after your final.
Yeah, not a problem. I just figured I'd reach out, see how you were doing, see if you were on the air and whatnot. Hopefully you have yourself a good rest of your evening. Enjoy the night. Be safe out there. Hopefully we'll talk again sometime soon. WSHW 556, clear and monitoring.
WSBM 993, the calling station out there, kind of hard to read you, very staticky, definitely hard to read your transmission, quite staticky there on your transmission, WSBM 993.
The hill?
It was ugly, I'll tell you.
Pretty ugly. GMRSs. Clean up Holly and then come over here with whatever his random freaking thing is. Dumbass.
Oh, you missed the fireworks. We had a show down here, Detroit, Mount Clemens, a bunch of the knuckleheads from Southeast. So, Detroit's down hard, and Mount Clemens is a standalone, so, and I'll take that one down hard if they continue.
Oh, excuse me, what am I missing? I missed some goodies. Aww.
You're gonna have to pull the tapes.
Don't make me pull my tape, yo. I ain't
gonna
do it.
What the
hell? Dad! Yeah, I gotta get up and get the old parts for Metro at 5:30. But Michelle wants to go to... He wants to go to Waffle House first. So that means if I'm going to make it from Waffle House to Metro, I have to leave Waffle House at 5 a.m., which means I need to leave my house at 2:30 in the morning.
So you want to do Waffle House before picking? Yeah, I guess you would, unless the folks are going to go with you down there.
Well, Michelle goes to work at 9 a.m., so she's off at 10, so in, what, a half hour, 40 minutes? I'm supposed to be in bed waiting for her. We're going to wake up at 2:30, go down to Waffle House, pick up sandwiches for the old farts, so that we can be at Metro to pick them up at 6 o'clock, bring them home, you know, 7:30, quarter to 8, and then get home for her to go to work at 9.
Yikes.
Exactly. Alright, I came downstairs to shut everything off, grab my water bottle, and go upstairs with it. So I'm going upstairs to bed. WRP 678.
Alright, well, sounds like you're committed to the plan, so... Be safe. Get your rest. WRUU 850.
San Charlie Z31-0 monitoring.